going on, guys? Welcome to the FPT Podcast, episode number 111, recorded on January 19th, 2017.
It's January?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yes, it is. We are just a few hours away from having a new president. Speaking of president, we're joined live by the lovely, beautiful Lucas Cyprian.
I am president.
You are president of all the things. Brian, get your fucking foot off the desk because you're going to fucking wiggle the camera. Move your foot. And
wiggle, wiggle.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure, my privilege to introduce and welcome back the wonderful, the lovely Jordan Byrne.
Hello.
I want risen from the ashes. Yeah, he's risen from the ashes.
Like a phoenix.
Like a phoenix? Oh, weird.
The smart people in the room had this right idea.
You're my favorite phoenix.
Dumbledore's is my favorite.
Who's Dumbledore?
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore's? Like two doors in one
Double
room?
Dare 2000.
We have had... It has been a roller coaster of bullshit.
Yep.
For the past hour, we were totally, like, prepared. We were ready to go.
Not really.
And by ready to go, I mean we were live by, like, 8:08, which is, you know, that's still
early
pretty good
for us.
And then everything just hit the fan. Shit hit the fan. We had we had two cameras that couldn't do that, so now we're doing this, and it just looks awful, but that's fine. Whatever. At least it's a thing. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Lucas? Yeah. I don't have a kazoo.
Thank Good. God.
I mean, I do. I have many, but they're not in this room. Instead, I have a 9-volt battery.
Put it on your tongue. For comedy, hurt yourself.
That I'll just put it on my tongue. Which part do you put on your tongue? Do you think the two
contacts.
Both of them?
Yeah,
you'll figure it out when it's working.
Okay, here we go.
Press it on there flat, like
no,
hard.
No, Ryan.
Listen, just
shut the fuck up and stay out of this. Lucas Cyprian. How was your week?
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
Give me it.
Okay, it's wet now.
I'll weigh your tongue. Just
go ahead. Oh, my tongue feels like.
Does it really sting?
It feels like someone slapped me with pennies.
Does it really sting?
Yeah. Put it on your fucking tongue and find out.
I like how every time he tries introducing me, he does something stupid that he take up the time for me to actually like say whatever I would say that happened in my week, so it doesn't even matter anyway. But go ahead, continue.
So your week was good?
How was your week, Lucas?
No, keep going.
No, it's... Brian, did you get shocked? You good?
I heard a little
See?
Bit.
See?
Well, we just needed to confirm that he got shocked is all. Lucas, are you good? How's your week? How has it been? How was it?
It's been grand.
Question.
Piano.
Yeah, his week has been grand like a piano. When you drink energy drinks during the podcast, do you not go to sleep till 4 in the morning?
No.
I feel like if I did that, it would be a very terrible mistake.
John, Lucas,
let's recap on something here. So how's that whole, like, kicking off caffeine going for you? Is that still a thing? No?
That didn't happen.
It did for a long time.
No, it didn't.
What's a long time? Like, when did that end?
Weeks, at least. It lasted weeks. Yeah.
No, when did that end? Not how long did it last?
Oh, unfortunately, I don't even remember. I can't I couldn't even tell you a specific time that I caved. I think it was just like it'll be okay, and then it wasn't okay.
Did it feel more potent whenever you came back to the wagon?
No, it just felt right, you know? It's like your first high back into the biz. It's just like, oh, yeah. Why did I stop this?
You've never done drugs.
Anyway. You might be saying, wow, Jordan's fucking beautiful. Whoa, where's Jordan?
<wasn't paying> yeah.
Oh, what's whoa, going on? Where's Jordan? Is he at a hotel? No, he's not at a hotel. Thanks for asking. He moved.
Not
where?
Moved.
Place.
He moved it to a place that wasn't
why don't you
his
let
previous
him explain.
Place. Yeah, Jordan. How has been your move? And are you good now? You seem settled.
It has been good. It is good. No longer at West Virginia. I'm in the greater Cleveland area now. Cleveland,
greater?
Ohio.
Is it actually greater,
greater
though?
Greater Cleveland. It's called Greater Cleveland because I'm not like in Cleveland. I'm okay. Like
you're better than Cleveland. Cleveland.
You're the greater part.
Like I suburbs. Hate you guys.
What that means though? I've never actually understood what that meant.
Jesus Christ.
What do you mean? You don't need to understand right? it. It's not a fortune cookie. Just fucking, he's not in Cleveland. He's on the greater part.
Yeah, it's just lost.
Fuck it, Brian.
It's the outlying area.
Jordan?
Yes.
Do you like it? Did moving go smoothly?
I'm going to Google it.
It looks like someone just stood on top of your house and just dumped all your shit inside of it.
That does.
Yeah, there's kind of stuff everywhere. This is actually like Emily's spare bed and some of her stuff and some of her stuff and then my stuff. Like, it's a two-bedroom apartment. This is just some stuff. This isn't what we've been sleeping on for the past
week.
That's in the other actually like finished room.
To be honest, I'm kind of I'm impressed that you're on the podcast, period. I didn't think you were going to make it on here.
I mean, with two people, it didn't take us too long to have everything like else ready. And then this room I didn't need much. I just had to set up my IKEA desk and my computer.
So do you miss your old apartment yet?
Not really.
Do you like the area better? Is it greater?
Yeah. Yes, actually, in many, many ways. Yes. Physically, geographically.
Are you on your fucking phone?
I was Googling the greater
thing.
Apparently.
He said he was Googling it.
It's just, it's boringly just like within travel distance, like normal travel, like commute distance.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah, but it's underwhelming.
Oh,
your vocabulary.
I mean, yeah, it's like 15 minutes to downtown.
You just slapped him with your notes.
You did. It's funny because I'm kind of drunk.
Sorry, 20-second delay.
Didn't even feel it. Didn't bother
yeah,
me.
Yeah, can we, okay, Brian, we've been like just casually drinking. I think this is my third one. I'm not sure. Brian has definitely had, you know what, I might be on number two. No, it's number three. Brian has had three and is like this.
Listen.
Explain yourself. You should be ashamed.
You've been casually drinking.
You should be ashamed, sir.
You've been casually drinking Angry Orchards that we bought last time we hung out. Since we hung out.
But what are you talking about? I haven't drank any of them.
You said you had four.
I fucking looked at you and said, I'm just joking. When you fucking looked in the box, was there four gone? No. Because you just had three.
I didn't fact check you.
Fuck. Brian's drunk.
I'm not Webster.
Miriam?
Dude.
Yeah.
Yes. Miriam, unfortunately. Webster. So my fucking chin hurts.
From all the balls hitting it?
That's what I was going to say. George, we're on the same fucking wavelength. I said, I'm drunk.
Wow. Okay. Well, no, not from the balls. Thank you. It is actually, I think it's the beginning stages of an ingrown hair. I can't see it.
Can I touch
it? I also can't feel it on my chin if I put my finger there.
Most people can't see the bottom of their chin.
No. But like, if I laugh or smile, I am in so much pain. It's fucked up.
Well,
can I touch it?
That's what you get for being happy.
Come here.
Just you come to me.
I can't get up.
Do you feel it? Is it? Ow! Fuck you! Like, I fucking can't even. I can't stand you. Why?
You asked me. You had me touch it.
You just pressed my boo-boo spot.
It felt kind of pain. Like, it felt kind of like. Like hard.
Lucas, have you had a boo-boo spot? You shave.
Yes, I do that correctly. Okay. Actually, yes.
I mean, do that correctly.
Lucas just doesn't wake up looking like Lucas?
Yeah, he does, actually. Don't even get me fucking started.
I mean, most people wake
up. And the perfection
like
that is Jordan's beard. Jordan's had a beard since I fucking knew him.
I have.
And I'm jealous. You know what?
Thanks.
I'm going to regret this. Jordan.
Yes.
We should take a month, and just grow out our facial hair. And at the end, we see how you wind up, and we see how John ends up.
John, you're going to be looking like a fucking rapist.
My only exception would be like, I have to shave the neck.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Because
does it connect?
Yeah, everything connects. It's just my neck grows.
No, I mean, does your neck beard connect to your chest hair?
No.
Mine does.
Like a sweater.
It stops right here.
I gotcha.
And chest hair is like down here.
Mine connects.
It's like,
yeah, I don't get any of that neck crap.
Yeah, the neck hair is the worst. It's the itchiest. I have to shave it like 2-3 days.
My neck hair is like the greater
cheeks, not
chest
so much.
Area.
My cheeks get like still sparse and thin.
Your cheeks what?
It's gross. Like up here, it's sparse and really thinned out.
Yeah, that's my yep, that's my problem. Mm-hmm.
But oh, this grows in fine, and everything around it.
See, here's the fucking problem. If I just go a month and just let it happen, I'm going to end up with the douchebaggiest of chin straps you've ever seen. And I didn't do it on purpose. It just happened that way.
It's your life.
That's just like...
Your body wants you to be a fucking douche.
Is that what my body wants? I don't know why. I just end up with a chin strap. And that's just how it is.
You're not a man.
I'm a man enough to have a chin strap. But what happened if you let your facial hair grow out? Burn?
I'd look like an Amish fucker. It'd look bad.
Do it. We should all do a month and just see how it goes.
We shouldn't.
Normally, I'm kind of already doing that. November. So.
Well, yeah, but this is for less of a cause and not as touching. You see?
Quite literally. There's
no charity.
Thanks.
Instead of putting money towards a charitable cause, we just look like idiots.
Yeah. Lucas, you want to
do it? How
many
people that
do
No Shave November actually put money
in? Sure.
Yeah, I don't think anyone fucking does.
I thought it was just a fun thing to do.
See, that's the problem, Brian. It's
Brian, do you know what it is? What No Shave November brings awareness to?
Apparently not.
It's
just, what?
Like, it's mostly men's health. A lot of people register it to like prostate cancer,
yep,
since
prostate.
That's like kind of the biggest thing.
Butthole stuff.
But
Brian just whispered prostate to himself. Prostate.
But generally, like, all in all, like men's health.
Right, greater men's health.
That doesn't apply to that, Brian.
Greater men's health area.
Oh, man.
I wish we could tell. Can we tell our story from earlier today? Is that possible?
From like a couple hours ago?
If it has to do with a freaking keyboard, save it.
No, it's not. Okay, so Lucas and I have sort of had this conversation too. Without getting into too many details about things in the coming months. We are in the market for an office space of sorts.
The movie.
The movie. So,
I know where you're going with this.
You know where I'm going with this?
I don't think you do.
I feel like I have an idea where you might be going.
Probably wrong.
Okay. You're probably right.
We're probably headed in the direction you think, but then it took a turn. It just went really bad. Okay, so...
Should we do a reenactment?
Well, hang on. I got to explain how we got here. So
yes, please.
We've been looking at like office spaces and in different areas. I'm not gonna tell you the area, obviously. But
thanks for including.
And you'll come kill us.
Yeah, just like, and it's just been like on our own back and forth. Brian, you were looking the other night or something, and
I entrusted Bridget in the task because she has a good eye for things and she has a lot of time.
It wasn't even like we were doing it together. It just, I was just sitting there one day and you're like, oh hey, here's this link.
Yeah.
And it sent me to.
It was a good link.
A Craigslist link where there's a listing, and it's very, very nice. It's like, if I'm being honest, it's kind of perfect. Like the size, the price, the location, it's pretty, it's good. So Brian and I went to Chipotle in that area. Since we're there, we're like, let's drive by it. Because I tried to call the place to say, hey, I think we'd be interested in seeing it. But it was like, the contact number was all backwards.
It was
and fucked
all
up.
Fucky.
Yeah. So we actually went there to actually find the number on the building to call. So we found the building, better than in the pictures, by the way. Mm-hmm. We call the number, but the office is closed, obviously. So we decided we're going to leave a message. I'll leave my phone number, that sort of thing.
You didn't wait on hold for 4 hours, right?
No. Oh. Yeah, we just sat in the parking lot. Fucking Brian.
I wonder if they're in there.
Yeah. I wonder if they're close.
You want to do a reenactment of our phone call message?
Okay, so... And my thought process immediately was, okay. My thought prostate. This isn't going to be difficult. Just sound professional.
That's exactly what we tried to do.
Like, this dude is not looking at you. He can't see that you're not, that you're just a fucker. So just sound like you know what you're doing. And it started off so good.
Go ahead. Here, I'll boop you in.
Okay.
So for a voicemail
leave
box.
A message after the beat. Okay, go
he
ahead.
He goes,
boop. Hi, yes, this is...
You totally fucked it up immediately.
Yeah. Hi, my business partner and I are sitting in the parking lot of the units to see something.
Yeah.
We are interested in taking a look. If you have any free time, I'd love to, like, actually have time to sit down and, like, look at the place. and it was a perfectly normal phone call. The message was normal. And then...
I wasn't drunk.
I left my phone number, okay? And then I was going to hang up.
You said, call me back at blank.
Yes.
And then I realized an important detail was missing from this. I said, into like John's ear, I said, you know, well, in the general vicinity of the car, I said, leave your name.
You said, tell him your name.
Yeah. Say your name. Leave a name.
So then I was like, John Prosser. My name's John Prosser. Talk to you later, and hung up.
You're an idiot.
Now listen. Listen, the thing is, Brian was not, I don't know what Brian thought, that he, like, he was just invisible in that moment and inaudible, but I can just imagine the fucking message where you hear this fucking dude sitting there, say your name. It just like, it was like someone had a gun to my head and was like, fucking say the right things. Tell him your name. Tell him your number.
It's even worse because John compounds it and goes, I'm John Prosser. I'll talk to you.
If you like the show or you learn anything,
yeah,
hit the subscribe button down below. But it was like perfectly normal. And then he fucking just starts whispering to me. And then it wasn't. So, oh my God. And I was telling Brian as we were leaving, like, that I'm sure it's fine. But if this is like the choice we make, we go with this office or whatever, and then like a few years down the road, things are really good front page tech wise, we need to have that fucking voicemail. Like, yeah. I need to get a copy of that, because when someone says, hey, how'd you start? And that's what I want to give them.
You gotta have that, yeah.
Just like, say your name. Leave a name. It was really, really fucking bad. Started off strong. I don't know what happened. I think, Brian, you should just not. But I feel like I knew that was going to happen.
What? We should listen
to him. I just knew. That's why I always email over a phone call, because I am awful. Awful on the phone in a professional environment.
Even if I didn't say anything.
Or have somebody else call, because they know how to do a phone call.
Even if I wouldn't have said anything, it somehow would have been ruined by John's general persona.
No, I think if something I did it by myself, it would have been fine.
Something would have been added somehow.
I emailed them too, but it was just a Craigslist thing, so who knows? I don't know. Fuck it. Anyway, that was a fun time.
It was. Nice place.
Yeah.
You forward the links to everybody. Have them look.
You have
it.
To tell me where it is.
Well, yeah, to them, but not to the audience. Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan, you would. I think you guys would probably both know where it is, which is nice.
Facebook message.
Facebook. Wait, I'll do it while John's.
Yeah. Just send him the link.
Vamp!
Did you say vape?
Vamp.
Vamp.
Oh. Ramp. I'm having PayPal problems.
I'm hiding behind.
Shocker.
Among other things.
Among other things.
Among all other problems that you have in your life, like.
Right. Like all of them.
Setting
up a podcast. Yeah. My debit card's expiring. Normal problem that everyone encounters, right?
Correct.
Perfectly fine. Perfectly normal. Well, they...
I have to pee.
Well, okay. Bye. They sent me an email that's... Wow, Brian, you are a little... What are you even... This is a disaster. This is a good time to go ahead and plug the video version if you're interested in watching Brian fucking try to be a human. YouTube.com/frontpagetech is the best place to get the video version of this instead of listening to it, because I'm sure that didn't sound great. Get the fuck out of here. So my debit card's expiring. I got an email that was like, hey, activate your new debit card. And I was like, how can I activate it? I never got it. So I called them, and customer service is usually really, really great. And she was very, very nice. She's like, oh, I see the problem. It looks like we sent it to your old address. Oh. So I was like, okay, well, can we fix that? She's like, yeah, I'll just cancel that one. I'm going to send you a new one. And we're even going to extend the lifespan of your card. We're going to wait like 31 more days for it to expire so you can still use it while you're waiting for your new one to come here. Perfect. Awesome. Great. Took my new address. She sent it to me. But then I get an email yesterday. I still don't have my card, obviously. And now my debit card's expired. I got a new email that was like, Your debit card got returned to us by the Postal Service. So I called them again today. And by some... I don't know how they fucking did this. And I'm not making this up. They somehow mixed my old address and my new one, made a completely different address and sent it to that. Like, what the fuck? It was the numbers of my old address and the street of my new one. I don't know how they did that, but that address doesn't exist, so my card got sent back, and now I don't have one, because they're fuckers. I don't know how they fucked that up. They sent it to the wrong one. I corrected them. We had a nice chat. The lady was very nice to me, and she fucked it up. So, lady, if you're listening, thanks a lot. You fucked it up, and now I can't use my debit card, so you're great. I love
you. It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks a lot. Have you had any hiccups in your moving, or did it just go completely smoothly because you're Jordan?
Trying to think if there were any problems. I'll be honest. It was way smoother than my last move. Like,
well, wasn't there a fucking snowstorm when you first moved in last time?
Yeah, you guys were doing, it was a podcast night because it was like Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it was, I want to find the date exactly. It was January 23rd, Saturday, I was moving. And yeah, 36 inches of snow had fallen prior yeah. to me moving. So I had to shovel 36 inches of snow. It sucked. That was terrible. My furniture got delayed like 3 days, so I didn't have furniture from Saturday to Wednesday or Tuesday. That sucked. I slept on an air mattress. That hurt. And then I ended up taking blankets and just folding them on top of themselves. Makeshift bed. That move sucked. Moving out was fantastic. I didn't have any problems. Like, I don't think the biggest problem was that, like, we were ground floor in this apartment building,
mm-hmm.
and we couldn't bring anything in through like the front door. So we just brought everything in through the patio door, and it was like wet and it was mud.
It was wet.
Yeah. And we had a couple issues, like my mail door key, like, didn't work. They replaced them. They fixed the door. Great. This was weird. I wanted to save this for the podcast. The only issue that we're having is, this is weird. Our furnace. When we first got in, like, we didn't notice it like the first day because there's like a lot of heat and people moving around and mm-hmm. stuff. So we didn't really need the furnace much. And it was like 40 degrees, 50 degrees. Didn't really need it a whole lot. Well, then, like, it was like the next night we had it on. And there's like, this is weird. There's like a light switch, but it's just a switch in the wall over by like where the furnace is. And it has to be on for the furnace to work. Off is like a manual override off. It's like a breaker almost.
Okay.
Well, I had it on and I was like looking at the thermostat. It's like set at 64. And before I knew it, it's like 72 and it's still on.
What?
And I was like, Emily, why? Why is the furnace Why? On? Like, it's like 8-9 degrees. Like, I understand sometimes like a thermostat will overshoot by a good degree or two so that it doesn't have to work as much. Like, that's more efficient to overshoot and then slowly come down and kick back on later instead of going whoop, 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 yeah. whoop, on and off. It's on. So like I told them about that, they came and fixed it. Well, since then, since they fixed it, the thermostat works and it turns off like when it hits the temperature that it's set. But now, like, sometimes it'll try to kick on and it flips the breaker and it actually trips the breaker.
What?
So I need to call them again. To be, well, like,
speaking of like breaker stuff, Lucas, what the fuck was happening? Didn't something happen with you today?
Ugh.
Like, you were almost not available for podcast.
Well, yeah. So, like, I'm in the middle of like getting ready for work this morning and I'm sitting at my computer. And then the power goes out. I was like, oh, good. Great. What the, like?
Oh, good.
I mean, it makes sense, reaction. Like, if, you know, there's too much crap on. But there really wasn't. And my mom's doing whatever downstairs. And she's, like, looking at her freaking, like, iPod docking station. Like, why isn't this thing turning on? I'm like, Mom, the power in the whole damn house
it's all just gone. Went out.
She's like, oh. Okay. And anyway, so I'm like, okay, let's go see. I mean, it was the main breaker that had to have gone if everything in the whole house went. So we flip it back on. Probably about like 2 minutes later, it goes back out again. It's like, okay, well, what the heck's going on? We flip it back again, and we can kind of like hear it buzzing a little. I'm like, oh, well, that's not good. I don't know why exactly it was doing that. I think it just got really hot, and then like flipping it back on over and over again just kept.
It was just like, it. Dude, yeah. Let me breathe.
Normally, overuse of equipment like that's not good. Like,
right.
Too much breaking current.
Right. But the fact of the matter is, like, we weren't even overloading it.
Yeah.
At all, which was weird. And yeah,
it just decided it was old.
And gross and well, it's not done. Still working. Still working. Okay. Sorry, I didn't knock on wood.
I was wondering what the fuck you were doing.
Yeah. And yeah, so we had an electrician come out and look at it today, and he kind of tightened up the connections on the main breaker and see like if there's like any moisture down there, because it's in our basement. It's not a finished basement. And yeah, we get some moisture down there. We have to do dehumidifier and all that. But like, I don't know. I don't know what the real issue was there, but we're getting it all replaced and probably slightly upgrading the amperage on everything.
Oh, thanks.
Pretty soon.
Thanks,
probably
Brian.
A good idea, upping the amperage. Probably could, so. If you think about it, like, you know, I don't know how old your house is, but like older houses, you know, back then, you know, 60 plus years ago, like we didn't have as much electricity flowing
right.
through those.
Yeah,
breakers,
I think it's only like 100 amps
for your whole house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That's a little low. Normally, like, you know,
see though, like your
dryer,
it hasn't really like been that crazy of a problem as far as like overall everything, like ever overload
usage, you know, like it's just been heavily loaded for such a long time.
Yeah.
Like that happens with our equipment, like in large scale overuse of that's why we like
prolonged use.
Yeah. Like we have like alarm sets that are like, there's actually like, we get an alarm on equipment. Like if it's at like 90% of its normal, like what it's 100% rated, which is really conservative. Have an alarm at 90%. Then we have an alarm at 100%. Then we have an alarm at what's called emergency, which is like 110%.
Right.
And like equipment's only allowed to be at emergency for so long. And then there's one more. It's just called like, you better turn it off immediately if it hits.
Right.
So if stuff's like, you know, heavily loaded for too long, it starts to go bad.
Right.
And it makes sense. For
it's
original breakers.
It's all old and gross looking.
So now do you have to replace all that stuff?
I mean, but we've needed to do that anyway. So it's not like it's a waste of an investment. It's not like we've put in something in there recently. No.
Yeah. That's something that's like an unplanned cost, but it's necessary kind of stuff.
Right. Like it's been on the list, but it hasn't been a priority.
And like, it's good to do that, because then you're talking safety hazards. Like that's total fire hazard.
Yeah. And yeah, there's just stuff with that probably wouldn't pass code. So
I have a fun kind of trivia question for John. Luke,
oh,
you
no.
might know this.
Go ahead.
Luke might know this. Have you ever noticed, like, okay, so Luke has said that like he flipped it on at one point, it was buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard electronics buzz? And you're like, why is it buzzing? It's solid state. Why is electricity buzzing? Do you know why it
heard
buzzes?
Cable box.
Mm-hmm.
Cable box.
Yeah, I can say that, like, at some point, yeah, I have.
Do you know what it's from?
No.
Answer giving up. Solid.
I just walked away and hoped that it would stop.
It's normally
not
like
a good way to handle that, but
it's normally like stuff that's like a something that's capacitive, or like a capacitor, or like in Lucas's case, like switches. You'll hear sometimes even like a light switch will do it. It's something that's like loosely connected, and electricity will actually make it vibrate.
Oh,
So like really old TVs, old tube TVs would buzz, especially the older they got, because they had those giant capacitors in them that took the voltage from your outlet at like 120. Stepped it way up to like thousands of volts. So like that transformer and that capacitor would buzz, because the plates inside would start to vibrate and get a buzzing noise.
Kids, this is the first time anyone has learned anything on this show. So Jordan, You get to walk away knowing that, that you've taught people today.
We learned about the origin of Worcestershire sauce.
Okay.
Yeah, that's debatable. Worcester.
I'm sure we've taught them lessons before. Probably mostly me.
It's probably been, yeah.
Life lessons from John.
Don't do this. Yeah,
it wasn't like, hey, kids, here's some good advice. It's just, hey, whatever you hear John doing, do the opposite.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. So in my email, you know how Amazon recommends products to you in your email?
Yes.
It's like, hey, you might be interested in this. Yeah, well, fuckers emailed me today.
I recommended your own book.
And see, this is why I can't tell stories.
Because you tweeted it out.
But not everyone that's fucking listening to the podcast has seen the goddamn tweet. I'm trying to take something that happened today that I tweeted about, yes, and make it an original story on the podcast.
Wasn't original, when people listen
it's
to
not
it.
Not an original story.
It's like, you know how you like you go.
So then when people listen to the podcast, happened. You're referencing a tweet that's like 4 days old.
It's from today.
Not when they listen
for them,
to it.
It's like I sat down, was jacking off, taking my good old time, and Lucas fucking ran over and finished me early. He just comes over.
That's not what this is.
That's the opposite of what
that's
happened.
That's like punching you in the mouth while you're
yeah,
in the
Lucas
middle of doing
didn't
that.
Finish you off. He didn't come over and like finish the joke for you.
I didn't finish it and make it better for you. I buzzkilled it.
That's like you came over and like right turned face. The gay porn off.
All right. Well, yeah, that's the I opened my email. Literally the subject of the email was the basics to internet success. I opened the email. It's like, John Prosser, based off of your recent activity, you might be interested in buying The Basics to Internet Success by John Prosser.
Okay, well, the fact of the matter is that happened probably because you were looking at the book 7 billion times, joking about it on 7,000 other different podcasts.
I hope your fucking electric boxes are buzzing and your house burns down, and you're the only one in it. Because I like your mom.
Except I'm not. So thanks for hoping that anyway.
Well, was a podcast like number two or something where we're talking about there being a fire at Lucas's house, and now there might actually
yeah.
be.
Don't let there be a fire.
No, it's fine now, so...
We used to close every podcast by saying there's not a fire.
I think we did that for 4 podcasts.
There was no fire today. Lucas did not die today.
That's good.
I'm glad.
Flying out a paper towel roll, whatever the fuck.
I'm very... What the fuck? Did a demon just leave somebody? Who was that?
Wasn't me.
I
was Jordan.
John, you want to know another fun fact?
Yeah, teach me. Teach
you're
me.
So fun!
Well, it's not even really a fun fact. It's just like really cool. I moved from West Virginia to Ohio, and I'm paying like $80 less per paycheck in state taxes.
Hmm.
So that's nice.
Huh.
I mean, you did transfer jobs. Are you?
That doesn't mean, no, it's same pay.
Okay. I didn't know.
It's literally just the difference in state taxes. Ohio's cheaper than West Virginia.
Hmm.
I paid like 120.
I have a fun fact.
Yes.
It's more of a sad fact.
Brian, you don't have to do this. You can just not.
40% or around there of West Virginia's population is illiterate.
Not surprised.
For real? Mm-hmm. Can you confirm, Jordan?
Jordan, are you literate?
He's not from
West Virginia anymore. He was just a visitor for a second.
What if he caught it though?
You don't.
You don't catch.
You don't catch the dumbs.
Yeah, for every day you spend in West Virginia, you lose a word.
Every
in
day,
your vocabulary.
Every day I'm around John, it feels like I'm getting dumber.
You're hilarious.
Yeah, knowing John's luck, he'd like lose words like the.
But he would still have the word like.
Yeah, I can use like forever. Like, for real though. Like,
knowing his luck, he would lose the word like too. So,
man,
he'd be like trying to ramble on about something, and he'd be like,
it's forever a pause. Or I just, or I would just talk like a normal fucking human if I didn't say like.
That's
that
true.
That might be a thing. That might be a good Could thing be. For me. Maybe I should go live in West Virginia.
No.
Till I know I'll lose
really
words,
pretty.
But I'll move back once I lose life.
No, the incest.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go to West Virginia to have sex with. Who?
Continue.
No one else of my family lives in West Virginia.
You could bring one of them.
Who? Chris? Then we got. Then that's the
porn. So.
What'd you say about porn?
Nothing.
Did you say something about porn? Oh, did you want to come so you could ruin the fun for me again?
Who's coming?
No, you missed Jordan's joke earlier, so it's fine.
What was Jordan's joke? What did I miss?
Apparently
I'm looking at Jordan,
lot.
But I don't
it's
know.
It's fine. Let's move on.
I don't remember.
Oh.
Oh, gay porn?
Oh, yeah.
And the balls in my that. Lips, chin?
How long have we been going?
Not very long.
Why do you guys always question it? Like, we're going to go 7 hours over.
Well, my time feels like it's slower than your time.
Well,
Brian,
you don't even have any
time. Three Angry Orchards. How are you like this?
I'm not a scientist.
How drunk are you? Can I draw a Hitler mustache on you? Will you let me do that? You can wash it off.
Not that. Okay.
Remember who's the podcast dad is here. Drunk. I'm keeping track
the
of
podcast
it.
Podcast dad.
So, like, don't worry about it. We're doing
not,
fine. Go to your room.
Can I draw eyebrows?
No.
Can I draw something on your head?
I don't have to work tomorrow.
You can fucking wash it.
Remember when I put things on the back of you? How long those take to get
on
off?
On the back of me?
On your neck.
Is it still there?
The back of you needs to be a little more specific.
Please. Yeah, why'd you? Thank you, Lucas. What did you put on the back of me?
You drew a smiley face on the back of your neck. You remember that?
Did you finally get that butthole tattoo?
Yes. It's just a map to my butthole. It starts at my back.
Map of West Virginia.
It's an arrow.
Not West Virginia state.
Not very much of a map.
But Brian, for real, can I draw on you? Just a little something. Can I put a dot on your can I put a dot on your forehead between your eyes?
Are you trying to make a racial joke?
No, it's just a period.
Gross.
The thing that's no. Wrong
one. I mean,
how
do you draw one of those?
No,
Brian, just fuck it. If you do it, I'll do it.
It doesn't make me feel better.
I will put if I go first, will you?
No.
Damn it. I'll do it anyway, because the crowd wants it.
Because
the people want it. The people were promised a dot. And I'm doing it in my webcam as a mirror, so I can't promise that it's going to be centered.
Just, no.
Okay.
No. Please.
It's too late.
Please, no.
It's too late to apologize.
I can't draw a circle.
What are you drawing?
I tried to draw a circle in the webcam, but it didn't fucking work.
It looks like an apostrophe.
Okay. You used a real Sharpie.
Oh, yeah, it's real.
John, why?
Would you expect anything less?
No.
Go, do mustache.
Kinda, okay,
kinda
so...
surprised.
Can I draw a mustache on
no.
you?
No. Michael Stevens from Vsauce released a really cool YouTube Red original series called Minefield.
It's really cool.
And the first episode, it was about isolation and what the human brain does. And that's beside the point. He locked himself in a padded room for 3 days. Just to see how it goes. I would love to do something like that, but not for science.
For views?
For views.
So you're like terrible. David Blaine, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm David Blaine.
Can we lock you in this room?
I just feel like I need to do something fun and extreme for Front Page Tech. Like, make an episode. For one. It's a good start. I'm trying to fix my dot. Hang on, guys. That's better. Now it just looks like a middle finger
like
emoji.
Sideways.
Hang on.
Wrong way.
Sideways penis.
John, you do a mustache at this point.
But it won't come off.
Neither will that.
Okay, do one lightly.
Okay. Okay, here, tell you what, you sit like that. I'm gonna use
the
mirror.
You can just share my mic. YouTube.com/frontpagetech, everybody.
Okay.
Brian, what the fuck? Just stand over here and put a mustache on me. Oh, no, you're drunk. No, look at me and do it. Don't just do it in the camera.
God damn it. You're so needy.
Okay, here you go.
Can I make it a twirly one?
I don't care. Just not, don't press super hard and get it deep in there.
I won't.
Okay. Oh, no, I have a little bit of facial hair. It's going to stain it. That won't wash off.
Oh, that was a deep one.
Wow, why is it so, I look like a fucking cat. Why is it so high? The least you could have done for me was make me look like Jordan. Or give me something. Give me a Lucas dash.
I'll make it look like Jordan.
It's too late. It's already curly.
I can fill in the rest of
your it's fine. Do not do the rest of my fucking face. The least you could have done for me was make me look good. And
well, you know, listen.
That was the one chance. Ugh. I don't look like Lucas. I don't look like Jordan. I just look like a fucker. And I'm disappointed. Do you guys have anything else you want to say to save this? Or should we just accept defeat?
There is no more time worth trying to save you.
I guess I could just ask, when we got this elevator...
I hate you.
Fucking goddamn it. Hopefully this wasn't your first time watching or listening. I really hope it was.
It probably was for somebody.
If you liked it, listen, there's a video version. You can find it at youtube.com/frontpagetech. If you don't want to watch this because this is too much for you, you can find it everywhere. Podcasts are available. Got a couple of tweets or something or other about it being late. Lucas actually publishes the audio version, I think, a day before the video, right?
No.
Oh, why was it on? I thought it was. Anyway, it's either
Fridays, audio, Sundays, video.
So 2 days. Okay. So in all reality, it should have been out. We don't really know why it wasn't out. We published it.
Yeah, I really don't know. I did every bit of troubleshooting. John did every bit of troubleshooting. I verified the feed in like 7 different things, and they are like, oh, it's cool, it's great. And iTunes and Google Play be like, I'm just going to wait 4 days. It's fine.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know what the fuck. Anyway, sorry it came out late. But if you want to listen to it, anywhere podcasts are available, just search FPT Podcast, and that should be good. If you want, you can follow me on Twitter, @John_Prosser. Of course, we're just going to skip Brian because he went down the elevator. What about you, Lucas?
Hi, Lucas Cyprian.
And the wonderful, lovely Jordan.
@Jordan0, Z-E-R-O.
And that's it. Oh, hi, Brian. Close us out. Go ahead.
Thanks for watching.
That's all you're going to say?
What else is there to say?
Okay, goodbye.
Watch out for Gam.
Later.